Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and of course we have the news ninja Scott Adams, who is the CEO and director and one of the major hosts of Red State Talk Radio, and you're the most popular radio network online in the world for, I think, 5 years in a row, isn't it?
7 years, according to Top Radio.
Oh, seven. I stand corrected. So
we've been taking the fight to the liberals by promoting Red State Talk Radio with our billboard in Times Square.
Right.
And really reaching out. We've had our billboard for 2 years now. And Red State Talk Radio, we've quadrupled our fan base and listener base in just the last year. But ever since the Trump win, you know, and putting America back on track, we've really flourished because we are a station that sort of like gets Trump, supports Trump, backs Trump, unlike even Fox News, where you got Shepard Smith and pockets of liberalism that just seem to not really tell the truth or make sense. It's a bias. All we want, really, at Red State Talk Radio and on the Scott Adams Show is we want fairness. We want to tackle the issues. You know, when you listen to, like even today, you listen to Fox and Friends, you get one story. You know, you either get a hurricane or you get this Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford story over and over again, looped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What I like to do is cover real news. And what we consider to be real news is, you know, the deep state is real news. That's real. But also, you know, what's happening in the Korean Peninsula is real. South and North Korea are forging ahead with peace, crediting Trump, but the media doesn't want to cover that. Chinese trade, the trade war with us, the United States and China, is yet another situation that needs attention. This is a major league thing, and Trump is winning this. We just saw the stock market end Thursday with record highs in not only the S&P 500, but with the Dow closing at 26,600 and change.
We're also seeing things that show a disjunction between truth and the liocracy in the polls, and the recent win by this GOP person in state senate seat in Texas. Tell us about that, because this is important. I saw the interview this morning, and they hadn't won this particular seat of DOP in 107 years. What's going on?
That's right. Well, you know, the candidate himself said, when he was asked about how Beto is doing against Cruz, he said, well, one of the polls has Beto up 2 points over Cruz. He said, it's not going to happen. He said, what's going on in Texas is far different than what the polls are trying to reflect. And he believed that the polls were trying to suppress the conservative red wave movement.
Right.
Now, that being said, I mean, we cannot be complacent like Trump has asked his base. And I think Trump has a base like none other. I don't think anybody has ever seen an engaged base of enthusiasm that is the Trump supporters. And I think it's a large number. I think it's, you know, if it was 63 million people in America that voted for Trump, I would say 40 million of them are big-time Trump supporters. I think that that's a kind of a base that we've never seen before. And that is the thing that I don't think the polls are picking that up. And the other part is that this has become a very volatile midterm election. So I think that the red wave base is going to show up and give the liberals another beatdown to the point where maybe they'll wake up and smell the roses and hit the reset button on policy.
Well, I think their policies haven't changed, which is amazing to me. It's like I call it the blood that doesn't believe in glass thesis, where a bug keeps on hitting its nose on the window, but it doesn't believe in glass and it can't get through the window. The Democrats aren't changing their policy or even
their policy. What is it?
They don't have one. They don't have one. It's amazing to me. Whatever they're doing is the same thing they did to lose the election in 2016. And the fact is they got a bunch of illegal people that voted multiple times. So they say, oh, we got 3 more million votes. I said, they're probably people who voted in multiple states or people who are illegals have voted. And the fact is that you have to win the Electoral College. And there was no attempt at all to even campaign in those areas. I don't know why Hillary poured in so much money and she was so anemic in terms of her campaigning, and her campaign managers were crazy, thinking, well, we just need to win California and the Northeast, and we've got it. I said, no, you don't. That doesn't work, does it?
Well, the biggest problem for the left is they keep walking into the glass house, and then they start to throw stones. But they don't realize that Keith Ellison, you know, is part of that glass house phenomenon. It's going to backfire right on them. This whole Me Too movement has cost Conyers his career, has cost Al Franken his career, has cost numerous liberal media people like Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, and Brian Ross, and a whole host of others, Halper, basically that have gotten caught up in this Me Too movement. The CBS news exec, basically all of these people are getting caught up in the same traps that the liberals have been laying out for the Republicans, and it's because they are throwing them from within a glass house. So, this Kavanaugh is going to get the confirmation. I don't think there's any question about it. But guess what's going to happen? Is Keith Ellison is going to actually take the sword on this one, and he's going to go down because the same standard that they're advocating right now today, they're going to have to apply 2-3 weeks from now against Keith Ellison. Otherwise, they're going to be hypocrites, and obviously they are.
Well,
but, they're going to have to wear it.
As an emergency doctor, we have these kits we use in the hospital. There was no rape, there's no corroborating evidence, and she doesn't even know where it was and when. So now she's asking for an FBI, and she doesn't even have jurisdiction in the FBI. It's a local police authority, and I can tell you as a doctor, the police won't even start an investigation on something 36 years old with no corroborating evidence, with no police reports, no pathology, nothing. This is going nowhere, and I think the fact that they're trying to ask for an additional investigation, even the person who posted up that they corroborated her story and she took it down off the website, I have a feeling that you're going to say she's not going to show on Monday, they're going to have their hearings, they're going to call for a vote, and Kavanaugh's going to get voted in. I mean, the guy has got pristine, not only ethics, but ethics with women. And whenever you see somebody with bad behavior, it usually forms a pattern. I mean, there's no pattern here to suggest that this man is a serial woman abuser, is it?
Well, I think what's starting to really pay off is that the Republicans, they stand for judges that adhere to the Constitution as a dead document, originalists. We support that. We support media that's not biased toward the right, but rather fair and neutral and covers both issues fairly and equally. These are standards that America was based on. We stand on, the Ten Commandments, standing for the flag, and all the things that we think are right for America, and border security, stronger national security, lower taxes, empowerment to the people, less government, less regulation, and it's all starting to prosper. Money is starting to go into people's pockets, and the truth is really setting people free here. And when you have the truth, it's easy to win the argument. So that's why they've shined a spotlight on this person that I think is really, I'm skeptical about her, Christine Ford. Just like Trump has shined a light on LeVar Ball when he freed up the UCL basketball players out of China. Just like Trump shined a light on the NFL for taking a knee. These were low-hanging fruit arguments that Trump knows he's on the right side of history and the right side.
Oh, yeah, and easy to prove it, too. I mean, honestly, I think this will blow away and won't even be news in a week after Kavanaugh has been nominated. I don't think it's going to hang on.
we've all said stupid stuff, but Trump does so well is when they say stupid stuff, Trump actually gives them an amplifier and gets them to yell into the mic and say it again.
You're right. In fact, the best comedian doing Trump is Trump himself, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in Las Vegas Thursday night, be there, or be square. I mean, it's going to be great for Dean Heller. And that again, is going to be another great event that is going to probably outline a lot of what we're going to be seeing in the next 50 days.
Now, when we had Josh Bernstein on, who has his own thing over at Patreon, he's predicting that it could be a small blue wave. I'm thinking of at least a red ripple. I don't think we're going to lose seats in the House or Senate during this next election.
Well, we're contesting a lot of close seats in the House, but we're going to pick up a good amount of seats in the Senate.
Yeah, I think the Senate's going to pick up, but I think our contesting, my guess is I'm putting out a number of 14 more Trump-supporting Republicans. Whether the total number changes is not necessary, but more Republicans will support Trump in the House.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Things going on with the social media and Google and those others. The thing that turned on the Pentagon to set up kind of a shield against cyber attacks against American power grid, air traffic controllers, and water treatment facilities. At the same time, they're working with the social media companies in communist China and other places. I think also something that's going to come down is that there's going to force these utility companies to act like utilities to supply Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and so on, and stop acting like they're cyber controllers or their info controllers actually remarketing stuff, like even tracking our emails and our purchases. I have a feeling that after 2018 midterms, the boom's going to be dropped on these companies by Trump and his affiliate people working in his cabinet.
Yeah, there's going to be a. It's just the ball keeps rolling along, you know, and I think social media is going to be the target too. You know, it's interesting what Jack Ma did. Jack Ma from Alibaba reneged on his promise to bring millions of jobs, but that's, you know, a lot of things have changed since Trump took office and Jack Ma's status with Alibaba is out. But there are other big players. I mean, you still have Apple that's going to invest $350 billion into American manufacturing. Foxconn, who makes the circuit boards for the iPhones, is going to be up shop in Wisconsin. So we have a lot of things to be hopeful and confident about. And we're seeing that in the consumer confidence indexes. But social media is going to be the next target. And I think that at some point, we're going to have a universal, non-government agency, sort of like when you register a domain name, you have to kind of answer to the guidelines of ICANN. I think that we're going to start to see another ICANN-like entity overseeing social media so that, you know, political discrimination can be avoided or, you know, basically political censorship can be avoided. We are victims here in America simply because we support a political view that's different than socialism and communism.
Right, and there's another thing that's very unique about America, and this is even compared to Canada or other socialist countries in Europe. America has innovative people, not just innovating technology, but innovating the evolution of points of view and how to interact with technology, how to interact with each other and the government. And because Americans are so innovative in this, and people don't realize our entire economy is innovative in every aspect, whether it's technology, communication, artificial intelligence, which is why there's a double-edged sword here. We have to turn it back into utility. We can monitor, make sure somebody's not using it for terrorism and so on. That's pretty easy. But if you have a point of view, you should be able to have a discussion. And the thing that I find that's going on in universities, and I use this analogy, and I think you'll find it's pretty disgusting, but it's true. A lot of the universities now in America are so leftist now, I call them maggot universities, where the professor intellectually defecates and the students and PhD candidates have to eat the defecation. And they defecate, and if it looks, tastes, and smells like the professors, they pass the course. And unfortunately, that's what's going on geopolitically with the left. They get angry that you don't eat their intellectual defecation by believing their worldview, even if it does violate common sense and decency and logic. For example, when people try to support this woman, they're coming forward, Christine Ford Cabezzi. The fact is, this damages the Me Too movement and validation of women who are being abused. It actually just damages that movement. Why would you hire a woman to a corporation or a place where they could eventually sue you or use that as a way of blackmailing you into a position? It's actually dangerous. Then the woman who does really have an abuse situation, wants to have a proper investigation, does have a kit from a hospital, has got corroborating evidence, that needs to be heard so it stops that kind of behavior, whether it's Hollywood or politicians. They have a special fund in the politicians to actually pay off people who are abused sexually by congresspeople and senators. I call it Congress critters. That's a better term for them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it damages women, and I think this is disgusting, this one. Christine Ford, who says she's an uber-leftist. No, this is damaging the positive parts of the Me Too movement, and it's making it over the top to the point where a lot of women who do have a valid complaint won't be able to get proper response because there's going to be a shutdown on the other side, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a real problem, and I think that the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. And I think, you know, it'd be interesting to see that redacted letter that Feinstein received, the grassroots requesting. And when the truth comes out, I mean, this person, Christine Ford, has a shady background when it comes to her high school shenanigans.
Right.
She was pretty fast around the circuit, and she partied a lot. She was a party girl. She's very much not liked by her students that she teaches. She's gotten like a 2.4 rating out of 5.
Really?
As a professor, she's not liked by her students. Her students have said that she's been liberally biased, mean-spirited, you know, not very nice person. And so, you know, her own attorney has flip-flopped on the Ellison case and on Bill Clinton and a couple of other situations where when it was the Democrats that were being charged as being an abuser to a victim, she didn't side with the victim, sort of like Hillary Clinton, you know?
Yeah,
basically,
exactly.
Depends on what political party you belong to. Or like the march, the Women's March, you know? It's like if you're a Women for Life, you're not invited to the Women's March. You know, it's all about politics. So it's not about, you know, women, and it's not about Me Too. It's about a liberal movement and gaining traction and basically making an argument where your political adversaries are put into a paycheck.
Even when the evidence is kind of like shows a pattern, for example, with Keith Ellison or with some of these other politicians, there's a pattern. There's multiple witnesses. There's multiple corroborating evidence. There's nothing here with Kavanaugh. None. And the thing that I find most bizarre about this is they're literally trying to stop the late stage of this whole Kavanaugh appointment. And to be honest with you, other than this guy being an angel with actual wings, this guy is probably about the most pristine behavior with women and with the Supreme Court knowledge. I mean, they tried to cross-examine him in the Senate committees, and I saw various of these people who were attorneys, that were also senators, trying to cross-examine and make him look like a fool. He made him look like a fool so fast, it was humorous. I mean, honestly, Kavanaugh's a bit of a comedian because he kept a straight face while he was answering these people legally. And he said, I previously did these statements in previous hearings, and he quoted the hearings. And these idiot senators, that are lawyers also, obviously think they're pretty smart. they look ridiculous trying to cross-examine him and trying to make him look like an idiot or not appropriate for the position of Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah,
I thought it was really quite ridiculous. And the fact that these senators hired in up to 200 people got literally fired out of the room because they had to come in by invitation. And then outside, they're getting paid. They're getting paid by people like George Soros and other organizations, paid cash to disrupt the meeting. I think that's disgusting that these senators think this is an okay thing. It's not appropriate.
No, it's not. It really, I think, you know, I would love to see, because this person has been in and out of therapy, has had multiple stories about what she thought. She can't pinpoint the year, she can't pinpoint the place, yeah. She can't tell you who's there.
She sounds to me like someone with a borderline personality and false memory syndrome.
Well, it's very possible that she could really snap and blow things up in the Democrats' faces.
I think it's already blown. The fact she says she's not going to show up on Monday, to me, it's blown already.
Well, now
there's no way
show up.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to show up. If she does, she's going to fall apart when they start cross-examining her. You can see it coming.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, News Ninja, what's happening now? What's going to happen in the next 50 days? What's going to happen between now and midterms and thereafter? Because I see a couple of major positive things going on. The social media is going to be forced to become a utility. Trump's probably going to win a number of more senators. And we call, even if there's not a total number of change in the House, I see many more Republican supporters of the GOP candidate and president, now Trump, and I see the economy getting stronger. I see us winning a trade war with China. You're going to see Canada capitulate in Europe, so all the trade barriers are going to drop. I mean, they tried to say that Trump is an isolationist, but in fact, he wants the opposite. He wants a fair and open trade that's reciprocal, and I see him winning on every front. It's just amazing to me what's going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they've always said that the economy and the money in your pocket and how you feel about your future, heading into the, I guarantee you there's going to be an impact. This is November 6th, Tuesday, that we're going to have this election. But, you know, that's when people start to think about Thanksgiving and think about Christmas and think about what they're going to do for the holidays. And already people are starting to think about traveling to see relatives they haven't seen in a while. People are starting to feel good about their job, good about the money in their pocket. The consumer confidence is through the roof. It's a record high. Job numbers are through the roof, the best that we've ever seen. Labor participation rate, the amount of people working in America, every stat is just great. So.
Right.
Heading in, then you mix that and you add on to that the fact that Trump is basically saying America is great, America is a winner, and then you got him saying Merry Christmas, you know, and Happy New Year, and let's honor the flag. All of these things people want out of their president. They want out of their government. They want out of their leadership. People don't subscribe. The poll numbers associated with open borders, sanctuary cities, abolishing ICE, socialism, you know, all these unbridled, free everything kind of deals, where America's never great. I'm going to take a knee for the flag. Let's impeach the president. Let's have more divisiveness in America. None of that is flying. And so the JFK Democrat is really trying to figure out what they're going to do. And at this point, when Trump holds his rallies and bangs these drums, already he's surpassing the mainstream media as the voice on record. And that CNN, you know, with all of their fake news, you know, Anderson Cooper, you know, basically faking how he was wading in water in Hurricane Ike and used the same footage for Florence. A lot of the news is fake. And people are sick and tired of listening to the same old stories that prove to be wrong time and time again, whether Trump is going to lose. Trump has these problems with his tax forms. Rachel Maddow had that blow up in her face. And then you got this Russian collusion delusion narrative that's completely, you know, disintegrated to the point where Robert Mueller, the only reason why they even have a special counsel at this point is to keep Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller from being indicted by John Huber, because that's the only thing that's actually protecting them. Because if you indicted them right now, then they'd say, that's obstruction, we're going to get you on impeachment. We kind of know the playbook. That's what they tried to hope for with James Comey, but then Trump fired him. So then they went to the next thing and they said, obstruction. And we all knew that that was their next play. And then Rod Rosenstein did what he did with Mueller. So long as they have a special counsel, it's going to make it more difficult for the Trump movement to convict the deep state, because the special counsel is going to protect them in any way they can. So what they really want to do is they want to see the special counsel end. The special counsel has nothing left to investigate. But here they are investigating what? They're probably sitting at home watching TV, Oprah or something. I mean, the point is that they have nothing left to investigate, but they keep it open because it protects them from an indictment.
Exactly. Now, I think what's going to close this down is, I expect in the next few weeks, you're going to see the release of the FISA documents and the Orr testimony recently is going to shut Rosenstein down. When Rosenstein goes, this Mueller investigation is going to literally be creaking toward disaster.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, Bill, here's the other part, is Nellie Orr is refusing to testify behind closed doors.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
And that's going to spell big trouble. How is the liberal media, how is the mainstream media going to sell that? That Nellie Orr is not cooperating.
See, it was with the
Russian language. It was Nellie Orr who was a Russian expert. It was Nellie Orr who actually had Bruce Orr's access codes to actually do the information with the FBI. It wasn't so much Bruce Orr as it was Bruce Orr granting license to Nellie Orr to do the deed. And what you're going to find out is that Bruce Orr flipped to protect his wife.
Yeah, I think that's true. And my guess is that eventually this is going to come out. But to me, the Rosenstein position, and this also was, by the way, is going to change Sessions. Sessions is doing some things right, but his behavior is going to have to change dramatically in 50 days, because if he doesn't, he'll be replaced as Attorney General once the midterms are over.
I think that he's a white hat. I think that Sessions is on the good team.
I think so too. My guess is, why he's so protective though. He's so careful. Something. What do you think?
I got something for your listeners though. This declassification, you may have not heard this here too many times. But one of the shoes to drop is going to be that, you know, we know that Clapper and Loretta Lynch signed the first FISA warrant against Carter Page.
Right.
And this classification is all about Carter Page.
Right.
But there's another shoe to drop, and that is that James Mad Dog Mattis signed one of those FISA warrants.
Oh, really?
That's kind of a big deal. Because Mad Dog Mattis, and some people argue that Mad Dog Mattis and Pence might go at it in 2020 and try to do something, but I doubt that. I've heard that. I don't believe it, but that is a rumor floating around that Mad Dog Mattis isn't on the same page with Trump, doesn't think Trump knows as much as I think Trump knows. I don't think that Trump gets the credit he deserves for the art of war thinking that he basically mastered through his art of the deal.
Well, a good example is Madison supposed to arrange this so-called peace agreement with the Taliban. I don't know what the hell they're doing. $68 billion spent on contractors in the war, and they're losing territory.
Pentagon,
now doing a peace. That's weird, isn't it?
Pentagon is not great at deception. Pentagon is sort of like, you know, we get into the tank and we run you over. Basically, it's like, you know, nothing stealthy about a tank.
Right.
You know, we're here to blow you up and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. That's what the Pentagon is like, right? That's their mentality.
Right.
It's like, we need bigger, better, stronger, so we could steamroll over you and there's not a thing you can do. And Trump is basically engaging in, I think, a lot of deception and stealth. Basically, Trump understands this. He understands the media. And the media is what cost George W. Bush the war in Iraq. It's really the media and their coverage of Abu Ghraib and they're blowing things out of proportion. They were exploited by our enemies. They were exploited, blighted by the terrorists who were using the media. We have fully understood that the media was in the tank for the liberal agenda, which was passive and weak. And so they played the media. Well, Trump understands the media because he's a media mogul, right? And he understands that anybody who likes Trump, the media is going to come down with a hammer. And anybody who loves, anybody who hates Trump, the media is going to treat as their darling. And they will do a flip-flop on that. They'll do it with Amorosa. They'll do it with anybody that turns coat. And they even did it with Sessions. When Trump was bashing Sessions, they were like, well, this is, you know, Kathy Griffin said, you know, I, for the once, will support Sessions on this because he hates.
Oh, really, really, yeah. Now, Sessions was just being, I think, excessively cautious. I don't think Sessions has gone to the dark side, do you?
No. I think that it's a play from Trump.
Yeah. In other words, he's trapping them. It's almost like letting the insect or the mouse get into the mouse trap, and then the gate's going to fall on them, right?
That's right.
Ah.
Ever wonder?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
That I think you gave me a good idea here. I'm going to think that the master or the matador here is not, you know, the animal cruelty matador, but one that's going to trap the Democrats and the uber liberals is Trump and all the people in the GOP right, and because they're not logical. I mean, if you're going to do something and you want to have somebody in the Democrats, you want to have a party platform that says we're going to make your life better, make it better for you to get innovative health care. We're going to make sure you don't get killed going on your way to work or you go jogging, you don't get killed by the illegal. We're going to make sure we stabilize America so we're not at war with another adversary or wasting our money. And we don't end up with corporations moving their business overseas because it's better to do business there and strip the corporations from America. The fact is, they don't like Trump. Some people say, I don't like Trump because he's a tough guy. I'm thinking, he's negotiating. He's not really a tough guy. He's just a reasonable guy who's negotiating for our best interests. It's amazing to me that people don't like that. I find it bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody would have advocated saying Rocket Man or Little Rocket Man, you know, but it worked. And now, Kim Jong-un have a great relationship, and he's gotten our fallen heroes to be returned home, and, you know, in their bodies have been returned home from the Korean War. He has gotten the release of 3 hostages. We haven't seen any rockets go up above over Japan. And Kim Jong-un and Moon from Japan have basically, of South Korea, waged peace, and they credit Trump. And now they want to meet with Trump with another summit. They want to meet with Pompeo with regard to the denuclearization process. These are things that the media doesn't cover. They want to cover Christine Blasey Ford.
We have an expert, John W. Spring, was the Cuban Missile Crisis whistleblower to JFK, and he's an expert in geography, and there's a lot of strategic minerals in the coal in North Korea. And if they just extract these strategic minerals from the coal, it would make the people of North Korea, you know, billionaires many times over. And so the people don't realize that the innovativeness of the very, you know, very advanced people, the Korean people are smart people. If they get out of the political morass of North Korea, this kind of hermit kingdom, and you can see it, that Kim Jong-un is not like his father and grandfather. This is a kid raised in schools in Switzerland. You know, you might say, well, he's a North Korean dictator, but he wants to get out of that. You can see it already. They're almost they have to restrain him and South Korea from making business deals because we want the sanctions still working where we actually get on-the-ground observation of getting rid of the missiles silos and the nuclear centrifuges and so on. We also have to make sure that China and Russia don't interfere because I get the impression that China wants to interfere with North Korea so they get a better trade deal from the United States. That's what I see them playing the North Korean card. What do you think of that?
Yeah, China is shaking in the boots right now about they did not want this to happen. This is a nightmare for China. China had North Korea in the palm of their hand. North Korea was a puppet country. North Korea was a supply of cheap labor. Even China's cheap labor, but North Korea was even cheaper labor. And right. They had a lot of coal, and they could use up North Korea's resources and not tap into China's resources. There were so many things. Plus, there was a nuclear buffer so that, you know, you could wage the war from North Korea and then the attack to take out the nuclear weapons would go toward North Korea. And North Korea would be destroyed, but not China.
Exactly.
So China saw North Korea as an expendable puppet who did everything that they said that they were told because China was so much an economic superpower when it's relative to North Korea. Now, if North Korea becomes this autonomous power of its own, a source for cheap labor, a source for minerals and natural fuels and coal and a whole host of other things. And then, you know, if China doesn't watch their P's and Q's, Trump's going to actually threaten the One China policy. One China policy will open up the door for us to tap into the Taiwanese market and a whole bunch of other things. So
I think you'll also see some other sections of China want to split off.
Oh, and
like Western China, where the Uyghurs got 1 million Uyghurs in prison in China, and where we have Tibet actually being abused by China, it's very likely that you'll see this one China policy over the next decade or two devolve to take away big chunks of China that will become autonomous, just like the fall of the Soviet Union. A similar thing can happen to China, right?
Right. And not only that, but we haven't even begun. We have sanctions. We just started executing sanctions. Sanctions are going against China right now because they did some deal with Russia. U.S. sanctions says here, U.S. sanctions China over arms deals with Russia. So basically, China is in a big pickle because not only did we just execute $200 billion in new tariffs, we're issuing sanctions against China, and that is going to be a crippling effect on China. They have embraced themselves militarily and set up those islands in the China Sea. Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, is not just working with the FISA gate, but he's also studying China aggression from a military perspective around the globe and in that region. And now that they're colluding with Russia with regard to weapons and technology, we see that as a major threat. again, North Korea is going to have the autonomy that they wanted, and they're going to have the full support of the United States in terms of trade. And then we're going to tap into the one China policy. We're no longer going to show China respect. And we're going to open up the door with Singapore, the Philippines, Taiwan, you name it, Hong Kong. We're going to have access to a whole bunch of new markets that we never had access to before. And China is going to be completely irrelevant because China has a lot of poverty. And outside of their major city centers, they have extreme poverty in their rural
areas.
Well,
of their 1.2 million people, only 300 million are basically in the industrialized cities. The other billion people are in extreme poverty in rural areas, or even in ghettos in their big cities.
And that's going to translate into political problems for China. And although Xi right now is a dictator and a communist leader, he's still going to have political uprisings as a result of, right now, for the last 10 years, they've been super fat with high GDPs. But their GDP has dropped 10%, or their markets have dropped 10%, I should say. And their GDPs are dropping. And basically, where most countries are flourishing, and the United States, by the way, is number one in terms of growth in GDP, number one in the world. So we're out competing.
Yeah.
All of countries. But China is the one that's taking a decline right now.
Right.
And it's because of what the United States is doing. Better to pick a fight with China today than tomorrow.
Right. And I think also not only these new markets in China, like Taiwan, but I think you're going to start seeing a switching a lot to where India and other countries in Eastern Europe. And that means that China's Belt and Road Program, which we've talked about with Harley Schlanger because the LaRouche Foundation pushes this, is something that's going to blow up in their face. I mean, they want to have the Belt and Road, and they're building roadways and hospitals all across Africa and elsewhere. People don't realize the Chinese policy is to take over, like the Roman road system, a way of projecting power and economic power over the planet by doing collaborative work with different countries and making them go to debt up to their eyeballs. This is going to blow up in their face, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. And, that's the thing. We have established very good deals around the globe, and we have great alliances, and we have a lot of equity, but we're holding people accountable. And so basically, even Pakistan, we took millions, hundreds of millions of dollars away from Pakistan because they're not doing what we want them to do.
Right.
People are soon learning that America is a leader in the world, not to be messed with, and we expect return on investment. That is the key. Trump is a businessman. It's very basic math. This isn't rocket science. And people like John Kerry want to muck it up. And Pompeo is calling him to the carpet. I can't wait to see what happens with the investigation that's been requested on John Kerry, who has all but admitted that he has committed acts of treason in terms of negotiations with Iran against America's best wishes.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to prosecute him under the so-called act, the Logan Act, but there's other ways of prosecuting him, isn't there?
Yes, it's not going to be Logan. Logan was formulated in 1799. That's never been tested. But there are other guidelines that we have to.
By the way, when this happens, this is also going to give a warning to the Abominator and Valerie Jarrett that still have a compound 3 miles from the White House with an 8-wall around an eight home. Is there an 8-suite compound actually to till manipulate post the Obama era? And this guy out there stuttering like crazy, trying to put on a spew of foolishness. Obama is, as far as I'm concerned, an exclamation mark on how Democrats will never get reelected for a long time the way they're acting.
Yeah, well, he's ruined the Democrat Party, that's for sure.
He has. Thank you. Amazing show, Scott.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.